Blog Talk Radio.
Be enough, velvet. Be enough, velvet. Be enough, velvet.
Good evening, everyone, and happy Monday. Happy summer solstice. My name is Toray, and welcome to the Venus in Velvet radio show. So, of course, the show topic is all about the first day of summer. It's official, June 20th. It's the summer solstice. Some of you may not know what the solstice means. We have a, you know, spring and fall equinox, and the winter and the summer solstice, and I've been privy to a few different occasions, you know, people celebrate the solstice, and some in a very astrological kind of all about the moon and the sun and the strawberry moon, of course, today, and others more really about the spiritual aspects, and since it is around that pagan holiday Litha, we had that at Lunasol this weekend during the festival, so another wheel of the on the year, the wheel, a click on the wheel of the year, I should say. So, if it is the longest day of a year, it's like all the daylight that comes in and erases, hopefully, some of the darkness and negativity. And since I live in the Orlando area, of course, you all know what we're talking about. We're not going to give that a lot of energy tonight. We're only going to bring in the positive and the bright sun and the light energies. So we do have one caller already here on the show. So just going to click right here and click them in. Caller in the 325.
Hey, Teray, it's Lenore. How are you?
Oh, Lenore, I'm well. And how are you?
Well, good news. Dolly's cancer's in remission, and that's a praise.
Yay.
But I've got a question. Why am I still hanging on to Mark? I can't seem to let go. I don't know what the problem is.
Well,
I'm
do you
very
ever feel
right
that you knew him from another time?
I'm sorry. Say again?
Did you ever have that feeling you knew him from another lifetime?
Yes.
Okay. So, of course, this is the perfect night to do this. You're going to make a list. And you're just going to write down all this negative stuff and all the heavy stuff that you're holding on to.
Okay.
And not the ability, like an inability to let go. And say, this is on my release side of my page. And on the other side, I want you to write in what you're welcoming in. Okay?
Okay.
And then fold it up three times. I like the number three, of course.
Okay.
And put it in a cauldron or a bowl or something you can burn, an ashtray. That's something that's a little deep because the flames are going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And burn it. Do it tonight.
Okay.
It's under the strawberry moon. It's the best time in the world to purge. So it's old soul stuff, but I also understand that in this lifetime, you've got to do the work too. You just can't say, okay, I cut out all my past life stuff. You just have to get in there and get to the root of it and say, you know, I may not be able to figure it all out, and that's not as important as what, you know, what I need to do. Because you do need to let go and move forward. So just do the work.
Well, I've got no matches. I don't smoke. What do? I'm not a smoker. Right? No matches in the house whatsoever.
Okay.
I don't smoke. I'm not a smoker.
What is your stove?
It's electric, unfortunately. I like gas, but it's electric.
Okay, so you don't have you have a plain countertop. Okay, right, but
it's
you don't
just
have
a electric stove. No
okay.
Oven, no nothing.
Okay.
So I'm stuck.
So there's no kind of, it's a glass top.
It's a regular electric stove, but not a glass top. It's the old fashioned kind.
Yeah, with the burner. You can
yes,
use that.
Yes. I can use that. Okay.
Mhm. There have been times, I don't smoke either. There have been times I run out of matches and my lighters went down. And I go over to my stove and I turn it on and ignite a stick of incense. So, yeah.
Okay.
Just be careful, of course.
I will, of course. I just don't know why I'm hanging on to something that's I think I'm going to a place, but I'm very confused right now.
Correct your verbiage right now and just say,
okay.
I am no longer confused because I no longer care about being confused. I'm releasing.
Okay. I'm no longer confused because I'm releasing everything. Giving it to the higher powers.
Yes.
I can do that.
All right, my dear. Cool.
All right.
Excellent.
Yes.
Have a great night, Lenore.
You too. I'll listen on the phone. It's okay.
Okay, I'll put you back on the listening.
All right. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Now, that was Lenore. And she had a very good point. We had I was unable to go to the full moon meditation tonight in Lake Helena over by Casadega with Dr. Thomas. My release under the full moon was to let go of a gallbladder issue, apparently. And I have been very cautious in my diet, but every once in a while, this will flare up if you have gallbladder, you know, and it has given you problems in the past. You have to do something to release it. So yours truly is drinking peppermint tea and lots of water and doing her part. And I did my ritual already. And under the strawberry moon, full moon. And it's funny, but within the hour, and that was right around, I want to say 8 o'clock by the time everything was over, 7:30, 8 o'clock, quarter 8 maybe. And I was feeling, after I did the burning, because they did a burning bowl there, after I did the burning, I started feeling a little sense of relief in my between my shoulder blades. And that was wonderful. I'm still sipping my tea, but, you know, some, and I did write my list. It's not just about the gallbladder. It's other things I needed to release. And we had an excellent turnout, well, not turnout, but an excellent ritual at Luna Soul, all under the solstice, and about just, you know, harmonizing and letting go and releasing and embracing the new month of, or the new summertime energy, because we're almost out of Gemini going into Cancer next. We were at the Gemini sun and, of course, the Sagittarian moon. So if you're wondering what you'd like to do for the ritual yourself, just explaining a few things. You know, a lot of people in the world do the summer solstice. It's very popular, of course, in the UK. And all through the weekend, I was putting things out there for the solstice, and I got a lot of comments and remarks from people in the UK. And if you think about Stonehenge, one of the big wonders of the world that people go to, they definitely have a ritual there. So it's a very long day in the year, lots of daylight, 17 hours in fact. So unfortunately, some of my day, I did get out and about and do some things, but some of my day was involved just trying to get through, you know, the pain. Fun. So apparently I really needed to release. It's funny how those things show up when they do. So what else is going on? What else is kicking? Today was Mystic Monday. So on Mystic Mondays, by the way, you can contact me and have a Skype session, FaceTime, or phone session for those of you who do not live in the Orlando area, or if you're too far on the other side of town and you just we can't connect, that's how we do it on Mondays. Now, Tuesdays is my specialty day of buy one, get one. I like to do some fun things with days of the week because I'm a creative Cancer girl. And so buy one, get one means buy one, get one half off of a half-hour session or higher. It was really cute. Last Tuesday I had one of my clients, and she brought her roommate in on it, and it was great. And we had good times. So we just did it by Skype, and they were coming back from class. So it was great. Buy one, get one's a great way to enjoy your time and then the gift of time for someone else who might just need mentoring. It doesn't have to necessarily be a psychic reading. It can be mentoring as well. I have a white tea light candle and a black tea light candle and a yellow votive on my desk tonight, along with my chalice and my tea. And I'm just doing, I did already my ritual, but the black and white is the, you know, the balance of day and light, and then the sun is the representation with the yellow candle for me. I was working with the sun god, with Apollo, with Luke, and I was doing all these really cool things with that energy on Saturday, and I dressed very vibrantly in like a flame colors, like red and orange, yellow. So I like to get into that because to me it's another great holiday to enjoy what's coming. And we're going to look at positive things in Orlando here and how people are coming together and how we are all one. And that's what I really love to see. That's a beautiful part of this experience. Whenever there is darkness, we know light is coming. And that's truly what is coming and what has been happening in Orlando. People donating money, blood, their time, whatever it takes. Now, usually when we have question marks next to our callers, usually means they're wanting to listen. Last I checked my notes, but because chat just got to be a little too much for me to contend with, as well as the listening, just the people listening. So I'm going to take a quick break. When I come back, if you have a question, you can call 646-727-2585. I'll be right back. Belly dance, belly dance. And I know that belly dancing is a good thing that I'm supposed to do when I have gallbladder issues. So just saying, it's one of those things that creeps up every once in a while. But now I am all about just dismissing it, letting it go. Okay, and if some of you are just tuning in, happy Monday, happy summer solstice, longest day of the year, 17 hours of daylight. So if you needed to get a few things done outside, today was that day. And I'm hoping that all across the country that we're seeing better weather, more positive weather entering in for the summertime now. I know sometimes it can be wacky. I'm from up north originally. I've been cold in 4th of July before, so I understand. But hope you're doing something positive and letting something negative go and being leaving that behind. And of course, I was feeling the moon very strong. And if you go outside tonight, do yourself a favor and just feel that connection with the moon now that it's nighttime. And some people do drawing down the energy, drawing down the moon, and asking for release and for embracing something new and beautiful. If you have anything you'd like to share on your ritual or anything that you like to do during summer solstice, some of our friends they get together and they, have a, a cookout, or they have a, at nighttime they have a bonfire, and they burn things, they release things that way. But cooking out is always good too. And I hope everybody had a good Father's Day, who's listening and who's a father. So anyway, if you have a question or anything, you can call into the show, 646-727-2585. I was talking about the calendar also earlier, about Mystic Mondays and buy one, get one on Tuesdays. And then sometimes I'm available to do my mini meeting Wednesdays. And I always put a little minion up on my Venus and Velvet Facebook thing, Psychic Terrain on Instagram and Twitter. Little minion, mini readings. So I hope that you take that opportunity to connect with me, and I'll be at Luna Soul also on Wednesday until 6 p.m., and then it's going and playing the blues. And I like to go play the blues with my boys at the alley. And I was manifesting in gigs, in different kind of gigs, because, I played music for a long time professionally. And getting back in the swing of things isn't always as easy per se, that we'd hope or expect, but I always feel like when there's a reason I can't get in and get to a place and perform there, there's something better coming. Well, that something is happening. So on the 2nd of July, on Saturday, I'm going to be opening up for Duck Foo and the Brothers of Blues at the Alley on the 4th of July weekend. And it's the grand opening of their restaurant, Fuel. It's a barbecue restaurant. So it's going to be a really big, fun thing. And I can see now that that's what Spirit has intended for me. So we don't see how when we hold on to something and it doesn't work, we don't need to get all down and sad. We need to release it and say, well, apparently something better is coming. And it does. It does come. It did happen. And it's happening right now. Okay. I'm going to check in because we know we had our Skype thing earlier, our messages about Skype. So I do see we have a Skype call. Just touching in. And if you don't want to be on the show, that's okay. I'll put you back on. But
hello.
Hi, who am I speaking? Hello.
Hello. My name is Sherry. How are you this evening?
Sherry, I am well. Now, Sherry, did you have a question or are we just listening?
I do have a question, and I'm sorry, it's Sharon with an N. I can call
Sharon.
Sherry all the time now.
Sorry, it was transmission. Sharon, okay.
What do you see with me coming up in the near future with employment changes?
Oh, that's a good question. All right.
It is a very good question.
All right. Well, I am actually pulling out my Spanish tarot, my tarot from Spain. New beginnings. Oh, that's a nice card. That's the pentacle, the Ace of Pentacles. So a new start. I see a new opportunity happening for you. Yay. Let's see where it goes. Oh, it's growth. It's three of pentacles, so there's perhaps more pentacles involved, as you would say, more financial growth as well.
Okay.
Now, this is interesting. They're telling me, the way I see this queen with the wand, she's upside down and the six of cups upside down next to her. You have to watch being overtaxed or with your health, okay?
Okay.
So when is your birthday, Sharon?
September 1st.
Okay, you're Virgo. Got it.
Yeah.
All right. So Virgos have a tendency to bury their heads in projects and get so into things they don't come up for air when they should. Okay? So it might be a good thing just to keep in mind your balance and keeping a plan for happy health this time and this new start for you. And I'm going to take a look at as to when, like kind of a time frame. Ooh, that's really quick. That's another ace. So, the flames are occurring, so it looks like within this time frame of a month. If it was just one ace, I'd say within this year, but we're talking sooner. And it's sort of like things are kindling already right now.
I know. You're right.
You know, so I've got the page of wands right there.
Yeah.
So
the next month,
new
you said?
Experience. Yeah, like coming within the month, next month. I see flames all around it, like, you know, it's magic go time.
It's
so,
about
yeah.
time. Thank you
Yay!
So much.
You know, and I like how she laughs at the end because then she's like, I'm ready. Okay, good stuff. Well, I'm wishing you many blessings, much success with this. And remember, Virgo lady, to balance. And
I know,
don't get over nitpicky on, I know you guys are detail people, very detail focused, but don't get nitpicky and get stuck on something and then not seeing the big picture at hand, like what time frame you need to work with.
Thank you. Thanks for the
You're
advice.
Welcome. And get out and splash around in the water during this summer, too. Stay cool.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Okay,
bye-bye.
Sharon, well, did you want to listen to the rest of the show, or are we done for the set?
You can leave.
Okay, I'll put you back on. I will put you back. Oh, okay. Thank you for calling in. Okay. So that was Sharon. And I'm very glad I pulled, you know, the little button there and we went with that. Okay. So if you'd like to call into the show, remember you have the option of just listening or you can actually tune in with the broadcast, which is great. But yeah, those are very strong cards. And I know they're just tools, but I like these and I only pull them out once in a while. Today I had them out. My mother gave them to me when my mom and dad went to Barcelona, and she brought me back some Spanish tarot cards. And I'm like, okay, these are rocking, and they're very strong. But, you know, with energy and people who have been dealing with changes in their lives and things heat up very quickly because we've been going through a big blaze astrologically. We have to learn to let go and let things cool down and just bless people and situations on their path. Because you can get caught up in a heated moment and it does us no good to hold on to it and keep kind of what we call recycling that energy. Work with colors like pink for unconditional love. Work with colors like blue for healing and green for blessings. Green is also a great healing color. It's also connected to the heart and the heart chakra. And it's also connected just to feeling like, I like green because it's kind of a creative higher power energy and that you're drawing in the attraction energy of like attracts like. So in my burning, by the way, my flame shot up yellow, blue, green. And so that was pretty cool. I don't always see colors come from a white piece of paper, but they did. So that was Spirit's way of letting me know, you know, purifying, getting clear with my intentions, verbalizing things. And things were going to be healing and blessings are coming. So, you know, that's why I have fun with marking the days of the week and giving that energy to the days of the week. I think that's fun. Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays, I'm usually connected to being out and about to my cauldron or Luna Soul or a festival, sometimes Sundays even at Universal Studios. Where I have been for a long time, and I've always kept my presence there. So trying to focus on next month, but we still got some month left, and I've got a birthday coming at the end of this one. So usually I'm all about, you know, big celebration. This year I think it's just to be happy and to be doing positive things that day. And connecting with friends and maybe friends and family for a little while. But, you know, it's not one of those O years. So whenever it's O year, I go big time. But Cancers in general, we like to celebrate our birthdays, sometimes all month long. But my mother's birthday is just a few days before mine. She is a Cancer as well. So we're very into the sun energy and getting out in the fresh air and the sun and the water. And enjoying this moon. So after the show, I'm going to step outside and enjoy the moon energy as well. Well, I know we're about almost at the end of our show. I was trying to think if there's anything else I needed to share. I've got a few upcoming classes, and oh, Thursday night, the Mystic Halls of Knowledge. It is never too late to enroll. Usually starts at 9 p.m. And it's like a mentoring session, a class, and it's only, I have reduced it because of my birthday month, to $25 a person per class. So there, and if you buy 4 classes, you get even more of a deal. Go to the website, venusandvelvet.com, and you'll see. So got a few new classes coming up. One Luna Soul next month. We're working with your animal totems and guides, because I taught that over in Volusia County. It went well, but it's time to bring it to Seminole. And then in August, doing one on protection, spiritual and psychic protection. But if you have any questions and you just would like maybe a session for mentoring, I generally stay at the half-hour mark for my mentoring sessions. Just give me an email, shout on email. I've got a new booking thing called VisiBook, so you can see how to book an appointment with me or book into the classes that I'm teaching. And there's a little traveling in the summer. I hope you all are enjoying your summer and are traveling and making new plans. And let's bring in positive new energy. Remember, just because something bad happens doesn't mean, you know, we have to gravitate to that bad. And I have to say it. Just because there was somebody with a gun doesn't mean you have to all run out and purchase unrealistic guns. I'm not against guns. I am for, you know, protecting yourself and your home. I understand that. Or if you're a hunter, I get that. But I am not for running and buying assault weapons and, you know, filling up your place like there's no tomorrow and no one else will protect you. We do have police officers. We have SWAT teams. We have the military. We have a lot of protectors. And I want you to start using your own protectors, your angels, your guides, your guardians. Don't forget to call on them. They're important too. Remember that. We have our rights, and I'm fully aware of our amendments and our rights, but don't forget to use your spiritual aspect of who you are as well. Call in for help. Call in for reinforcement. There have been times I've called in my angels and invoked them to come and surround my home at night, because when I had different people in the neighborhood that were carousing around at all hours, I wanted to put an extra insurance policy around my home. So I did. I invoke my angels and archangels every night. And so don't forget about asking for help there. So I hope you learned a little something new about the ritual of summer solstice as you face each direction and welcome and turning and bringing in that energy, acknowledging what it is you're releasing and what you're embracing, and then closing back in the opposite way with all of those directions again, and drawing down that moon energy tonight as well. Thank you for listening. Hope you tune in again next week. Tell your friends, and I'll see you next time here on the Venus Velvet Radio Show. Thanks so much. Namaste.